October 1994, Los Angeles. Dog-eared from repeated readings during the flight from New York and stained with brown circles from my soda can, my copy of the American President screenplay was firmly tucked under my arm as I entered Rob Reiner's office. Written by Aaron Sorkin, known then for A Few Good Men and today for television's West Wing, it was among the best scripts I'd ever read. It mattered little to me that the role Rob Reiner was considering me for wasn't a lead. Michael Douglas as the president and Annette Bening as his lobbyist girlfriend were well worth supporting. Rob Reiner and I talked about movies and our kids, but the conversation grew most animated when the topic turned to politics. Newt Gingrich and his contract with America were dominating national headlines, and the Democrats were only weeks away from losing control of the House. The director's face, so familiar from All in the Family that I felt as though I knew him far better than I did, ran the gamut of emotions as he passionately voiced political opinions very near my own. I was thrilled when he asked me right there in his office to play the part of Lewis, a fictionalized version of a well-known aide to Bill Clinton. But I wasn't home free yet. Weeks later, just after the cast read-through in a boardroom at Rob Reiner's Castle Rock Productions, something happened that terrified me. For the first time, I was convinced that Parkinson's disease was about to cost me a job. There was a lot of happy hubbub as the actors and production staff rose from the conference table after the read-through. The morning had gone well and the mood was relaxed, though I felt a mild urgency to say my goodbyes, leave the building, and get into my car. Caught up in the reading, I'd forgotten to take my Cinemat. Tremors were about to kick in, and I wanted to be safely alone and out of sight when they did. Before I could make my escape, however, the production manager asked for the cast's attention. "We want to get your insurance company physicals out of the way today," we were informed. "Please wait in the lobby, and the doctor will see you one at a time." I was stunned. Nobody warned me. But why would they have? Pre-production physical exams are routine non-events, perfunctory once-overs by doctors working for studio insurance carriers, usually consisting of nothing more than saying ah and checking blood pressure. Exams are just a way for film companies to avoid hiring someone who might croak mid-picture and bog down production. My left hand began to slap uncontrollably against my thigh. I hid it in my pants pockets, dry-swallowed a half a Cinemat, and quickly revised my exit strategy. Now I stalled, slowing to a crawl. Maybe if I was last in line, the synthetic dopamine would reach my brain before I reached the dock. I'd made great strides in dealing with my illness, but I still wasn't sure how anyone else would. Better to keep it to myself. Cinemat consistently worked for me, and I knew how to control my symptoms well enough that they were still years away from interfering with any production schedule. Would PD scare them out of hiring me? Knowing what I know now about the better side of most people, probably not. But at the time, I wasn't prepared to find out. One day I'd share my diagnosis with future employers, but it wasn't going to be today. Michael Fox? My turn. I pulled my hand out of my blue jeans. Steady as a rock. I dodged the bullet. Filming The American President spanned from December 1994 through March of 1995. I enjoyed every scene, every one of the superb actors I worked with, and every day spent on the set. What I didn't enjoy so much were the days off the set. Stuck in Los Angeles and separated from my family who had remained in New York, for reasons I'll explain later, I'd spend hours watching television, eating the same old room service meals, and trying to catch up with Tracy and Sam on the telephone. Working so far from home was hard, but what else was I going to do? Having narrowed my employment possibilities down to only those jobs that I loved, was I now going to narrow it down further to only those jobs that I loved that filmed in New York City? How about only jobs that I loved that filmed in New York City with schedules that meshed perfectly with the rhythms of my family? There were only so many projects made in New York, and none of them would have production schedules that were that predictable, 9 to 5, day in, day out. That just didn't happen in the movie business. But in television, it just might be possible.